Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
TM Hyman Radio, what's the deal? I'm your hip-hop informer, TM Hyman. It's a rainy evening here in the city of Tampa, Florida, hump day, Wednesday. We are almost over the hump, headed to Friday. Happy Black History Month, everybody. It's, again, Wednesday, February 13, 2013. Tonight, our special guest is Dr. Phyllis Gray-Ray. She's Executive Director of the FAMU Juvenile Justice Research Institute. She's a professor at FAMU, and she is the new author of a book called From Imagining to Experiencing the African-American, From Imagining to Understanding the African-American Experience, now available via ebook and hardback. Tonight's topic, simple one, the African-American Experience. With our special guest, Dr. Gray-Ray. It's an extension from Monday's conversation, with which hundreds of folks have gone back and listened to the podcast from Monday. We were talking about President Abraham Lincoln, his impact in the 13th Amendment, as well as the Emancipation Proclamation. It's Black History Month. So guess what? We're drilling down on Black history. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll be back. Dr. Gray-Ray.
Moving on, you've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out the reason. I kept asking God why. And now I'm receiving abundance of love, and I get it, but never could imagine.
Yeah.
906 on the East Coast, 606 on the West Coast. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for Tizzy Sunshine. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
No doubt. Doing well, doing well. All the way live from Plant City. They not picking cotton out there, but
You probably strawberries instead of cotton.
Cotton in the building.
Yes. What's up, my peoples? Hot chocolate in the building representing.
Yes.
All the way from Plant City tonight. We got a special guest, Dr. Gray Ray, checking in soon. She is the executive director of the FAMU Juvenile Justice Research Institute and the new author of From Imagining to Understanding the African American Experience. Is Dr. Gray Ray on?
Not that I know of, but
I'll definitely
put her phone line.
We are going to pick up from where we left off Monday. Monday's conversation was a good one because, one, time flew past, and we were over before we knew it. But great conversation. I don't think people really, really understood the impact that President Abraham Lincoln had on the country. If it wasn't for President Abraham Lincoln and his determination to change the landscape of the country at that time, again, I think, you know, the country would not be where it is today if it wasn't for that particular period.
Right.
Right.
We definitely wouldn't be in the second term of an African-American president, I can tell you that.
Yeah, by any means. But on a beautiful, beautiful note, we do have Dr. Phyllis Gray Ray on the line with us tonight, live on the TM Hyman Radio Live Show. And thank you very much for us.
Well, Dr. Ray, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We are honored to have you here with us tonight. We have introduced the book, but just for the sake of not hearing your name enough, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the world, because the world is tuned in tonight. Again, thanks for joining us.
Oh, wonderful. Again, I am Dr. Phyllis Gray Ray, and I am a professor at Florida A&M University in Tallahassee, Florida. And I am the author of From Imagining to Understanding the African American Experience. And I'm not sure what all you said already. I don't know if I'd like to duplicate, but
It is okay. I have had an opportunity to start reading the book. I have not completed the book, but it is an interesting read thus far. But before we get into the book, Dr. Gray Ray, some people may know you from your work at FAMU. You're not just a professor there, but you are still the executive director of the Juvenile Justice Research Institute, right?
That's correct. And the institute right now is actually I have a faculty member who is the interim executive director, as we've made changes at the university recently, and I'm currently chairing the Department of Sociology and Criminal Justice.
Nice.
Yes.
This sounds like a big promotion, and sociology is my background, so I know that they have an awesome person in you chairing the department. That's exciting news.
Well, thank you very much. I'm still teaching my classes, of course. I teach a course on the sociology of the Black experience, and for that class, the book was written specifically to teach my students from my perspective. And it's written in a format that others who would just like to learn more about our background, our history, our culture, it's written in a language that anyone could understand what we went through, where we are now, and hopefully where we're headed in the future. So I've had quite a few book signings and presentations and an opportunity to talk to others about the book and it seems to be catching on, and especially during this month. I've got two or three additional book signings and our public speaking engagements coming up for the remainder of the month, and hopefully after February they will continue.
Well, absolutely, and congratulations to you, Dr. Gray-Ray. You and I have spoken in the past just in reference to your experiences. So let's just talk a little bit about you a little bit and what actually led you to become a professor. Your educational track was an interesting one to me, where you went to school, where you chose to go to school, and, you know, the multiple degrees that you have. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I attended South Carolina State University in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and received a double major in both sociology and psychology, and I minored in criminal justice. And then I left home and went way out Midwest to Iowa State University, where I received my doctorate and my master's degree. And the master's was in sociology, emphasizing race relations, and the doctorate is also in sociology, but specialties in social psychology and criminology. So I'm both a sociologically trained criminologist and social psychologist. My research mainly focused on the African American experience, and as far back as I can remember as a child, I've always had that curiosity to know why, what, when, how happened to our people. And so I read everything I could possibly find on blacks, on slavery, on race, anything to help me to try to understand what exactly happened to us, because it was not being taught to us in any structured format. In fact, it was grossly overlooked in the history books and the classes and programs and almost any social avenue. It was almost as if we had been an invisible race of people in this country, when in reality we actually built this country.
Absolutely.
So I carried it around in my head for at least 20 years. I started writing it 10 years ago and I completed it last year, and I'm very proud of this creation.
And you should be. You should be. Congratulations to you again. That curiosity that you referred to as a child, was that inherent curiosity, or did that grow out of being exposed to some experiences as a child?
Both, and I think they were impacting each other, because I actually came of age during the dawning of the Black Power movement was in full swing when I realized what was actually happening to us. But I remembered when schools desegregated and having to ride the buses with the white children who were awfully mean to us, even if there were empty seats on the bus and one person sitting there, black students were still not even encouraged to sit. So we stood in the aisles on the moving buses while the students sat one to a seat if they felt like it. It was a frightening experience, and some of the things that were said to us and thought to us and what thought about us were just disturbing, and I kept it in my psyche, and I always wanted to know why. Why blacks? What was so different about us? What is so different about us that we have to always be treated as if we were second best?
Right. On Monday, we talked a lot about the impact of President Abraham Lincoln, and we talked about the Emancipation Proclamation and the 13th Amendment, which you talk about all of that in your book. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the book itself, which provides a unique sociological exploration of the African-American experience and how it's been specifically impacted through slavery and racism. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Our special guest tonight, Dr. Gray-Ray of FAMU. The book is called From Imagining to Understanding the African-American Experience. We'll be right back.
It's a new day. the old me, when I was feeling like Miller Lite and O.E. But now I ride on some conscious. I'm getting bread while I look to my accomplishments. Only one like I have a problem with is myself. That's probably why my only competition is myself. From today to tomorrow, the doctor just rocked to the same drum. The past, no, I ain't forgot where I came from. I got the club rocking, rocking, I got the club jocking, me and Phil still in the top. We going the distance, don't you party people, come on.
Church floor, break it better, I'll push the dough on the liquor store, see where it gets you. For me, I got to be on top. I said, me, I got to be on top. I got the street on lock. I'm an automatic pilot. Ain't nobody stopping me. Growing up in poverty, ain't feel my heart, but lost me. Right out on high, I jump to get them off of me. I'm a leader. Look to see the natural born boss of me. They're from Bel-Air, I'm from the bottom. Soon as I spot them, I get the drop and I got them. I cock my feet and red dot them. It's dinner time when the nine come out. It's open the chain, open the brain, move, brain, open your brain. Down. Said I get rich or die trying. I did it, good luck, sucker, trying to stop my shine. Nothing matters but the music. Music, my first love. We paper chasing, I'm always coming in first, cuz I'm built for it, see, I'm better under pressure. I react like a maniac when I'm coming to get you. I got to win, and watching, Dre watching, my son watching. That losing ain't an option, I'm sharp, I'm on point. Dead from my ballpoint, pouring out my pain. I'm back on my A game, I'm focused. For me, this is just another victory. Be accepted, I'm stronger than the ops now, mentally.
Murder.
And we are back. It is Wednesday. And if you're just checking in, you have joined the TM Hyman Radio Live show. And we're passing over the African-American experience with Dr. Gray Ray. And thank you very much again for joining us, Dr. Ray. Really appreciate it. With this being Black History Month, and some of us, you know, have for, I guess, as long as it's been in place, have said, you know, why give us the shortest month? But the funny thing about it is it seems to be the only month that we can delve deep without other people or outsiders saying get over it. And honestly, it shouldn't be like that. But, I mean, that's something that I've experienced myself. And so to have another person want to put out information, disseminate information, you know, do your own research and give us the best of what you found, I commend you for that. I truly commend you for that, Dr. Gray Ray.
Thank you.
Yes. Because I'm a bookworm myself, so, I mean.
Doc doesn't just give us her perspective on experience. I mean, some serious research has gone into pulling this book together. Dr. Gray Ray, it is so compelling, the content. At any point, were you ever nervous about publishing truth to this magnitude? I know you teach it, you know, on a consistent basis, but publishing it, you know, with your name on it, did you ever have any reservations?
Absolutely not. In fact, my only reservation was that it took me as long as it did to finish it. But it was time that the truth be told and be told from our perspective. I mean, there are other works on blacks and other minorities, but a lot of it is written from another perspective, not necessarily ours. And I think it's time that we stop letting others tell our story when we are just as capable of telling it ourselves. And a lot of research went into making sure that I could find the very best information, the most accurate information that black scholars have contributed to our understanding of our experiences. And it was a very difficult task to narrow down the book pages. I mean, I had at least almost 500 pages, and I wanted the book to be read, so I had to narrow down some of the information and ended up being probably a little less than half of what I originally researched. So it was very exciting. I was eager to get it out there. I wanted the story to be told from us. And someone had to do it, so why not me?
Yeah,
well, Dr. Gray Ray, this is Hot Chocolate here. I just wanted to know, what type of adversities and obstacles did you face trying to bring about these truths and authenticate really what you were trying to bring about as far as your quality product?
Well, the publisher actually wanted me to write this book from the way I wanted to tell the story, and I really appreciated that, but at the same time, the book had to be written in a way that others could understand it, and so others would want to read it.
Right.
Today, people can read things on the internet, they can read it on their iPhones, wherever. We still have to get people interested in actually picking up a book, opening it up, and reading it. And that old saying that if you don't want blacks to know something, to put it in a book,
That's
something that I face in terms of, would people actually read this?
Right.
How do I get people to read about us and to probably learn some things that they may have taken for granted or may not have ever known or even may not have even thought about, even if they experienced it?
Yeah.
So I wanted to really put it all into one book, but very succinctly, so that people, one, would be able to afford it, and two, once they bought it, be able to read it and enjoy it.
And the story, the story, your story, the various phases of the Black experience, as told by yourself, I think it is the way you take us from phase to phase, from the institution of slavery itself, you know, to the impact of slavery and racism on major social institutions, some of the issues that exist in our society, our family, you know, why we lag behind in education, you know, why we're pinpointed the most in crime, you know, how you actually tell, you know, each phase, it's very, very intriguing. And you were not hesitant at all to identify the fact that race still matters in the United States today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you recall, even at the beginning when I set the stage for the book in discussing what I mean by the sociology of the Black experience, we have to understand certain social structures in this society, such as the differences between prejudice, discrimination, and racism. These are concepts that people often confuse, so much so that even minorities feel that they can even be a racist in this society. And the way our society is structured, that privilege is only given to whites because they're the powerful majority, and they're the only ones who can impose their will upon others, even against others' opposition to that. And so when we look at that, that's something that people just automatically assume, that anybody can be racist, anybody can be prejudiced, anybody can discriminate, but not everybody in our society can be a racist. And you have to understand what racism is and how deeply rooted that concept is within our society, because that is the root of the issues that still plague African Americans today. Slavery did not create racism. Racism was already built in the American society when blacks landed on the Eastern Seaboard. So I really want people to understand that those two coupled together has elicited a paralytic toxin on the experiences of African Americans. And so I drive those two concepts throughout their entire book in each of the experiences and each of those major phases of our lives in America to see how they parallel affect us from then and now.
So. You are listening to Dr. Phyllis Gray Ray. She's the author of a new book. It's called From Imagining to Understanding the African American Experience. You really want to do yourself a favor, do your family a favor. And this is a work that you really want to sit around and read, you know, while you're having like a snack, because the information is just mind-blowing, the way she tells this story. Again, From Imagining to Understanding the African-American Experience by Dr. Phyllis Gray Ray. Dr. Gray Ray, where can we pick this book up?
You could get it online from Kindle Hunt Publishers. It's also available on Amazon. And it's available on my Facebook page. And you can also get it from me. And if you want details with the address or email address and that sort of thing, I can also provide that.
But go for it, Dr. Gray. Give us your Facebook, give us your email address, and if you want to be bold and give the world a contact number, go for it. We want to see some units sold.
Okay. Well, my email address is Phyllis Gray Ray, PhyllisGrayRay, @gmail.com. And Kendall Hunt is the publisher. And you can find them online just by Googling in Kendall Hunt Publishers, and it will come up. You can go directly to the bookstore and type in my name, and my book will come up there as well. It's also very visible on Amazon. If you have any additional questions or want to talk directly to me, my number is 850-668-4761.
And you can hit her up here tonight and talk to her live if you have questions right here on the show. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Now, when we come back, we're going to dive deep because I'm sure that the team has questions. The book, the e-book is $36. The printed version is $45. And every student at FAMU that goes to her class, they need this book in order to participate. Dr. Gray Ray, our special guest tonight. You're in tune to Tim Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Radio Live. That is Raheem Devon, Woman. I am Hot Chocolate here in Plant City, Florida, representing. She is CeeLo Boston, representing in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is T.M. Hyman, representing in Tampa, Florida. And also joining us is our special guest, Dr. Phyllis Gray Ray, author of From Imagining to Understanding the African American Experience.
Yes. Well, and you know what? I'm glad that, like I was saying before, I'm glad that this book is coming out because now I'll have something else to reference to because, right, I think I have referenced this other book, you know, The Chronological History of the Negro in America. That was like the most insightful book that I had read myself. However, it just pretty much, it's exactly that, the chronological history. It just gives, you know, not even a full paragraph, maybe one sentence about, you know, something that occurred. And pretty much that's what the book is full of. So,
well, Dr. Gray-Ray, I'm very, very impressed at the fact that in the classes that you're teaching at Florida A&M,
yeah.
you are, or FAMU, excuse me, that you are requiring your students also to use it as a reference. So I know your classes have to be packed, number one. And number two, I'm interested at the insight of some of the other nationalities and cultures of students who are taking your class who are not African American and what their insight is.
Okay. Well, at FAM, most of my students are African American. And
okay.
Yes, indeed, the classes are packed even before registration opens for it. And, you know, it's required for our majors, but students all over the campus are raining and rushing to take this class. And I think they're thirsting and hungry for some of the knowledge about themselves that they have not gotten any other point in their lives until now. And they are there in the class. I rarely have to take the roll. The class is full. They're engaged. They read. They're ready to discuss. They're ready to learn. And the light bulbs, I can see them going off as I'm talking to them and telling them about us. Now, in the past, I have taught at Mississippi State University, which, of course, is a predominantly white school, and I've had interracial classes, and the students of other races, mostly white Americans, are also engaged in knowing more about African Americans. Many of them have come from places or had come from places in Mississippi where they had very little racial interaction with blacks particularly, and to come to Mississippi State and first of all have a young black female professor to teach them about themselves as well as black and other minorities in one classroom, and light bulbs started going off in their heads because they came with stereotypes that were dispelled and dismissed by the end of the class for most of them.
Yeah, and it had to be a fantastic feeling to see those light bulbs go off.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Gray-Ray, what can we do, not just as a people, but as a society, what can we do to empower this type of teaching, to spread and to get out, you know, this type of information? Clearly, you know, I'm trying to do my part by using this platform to promote people like yourself, you know, who are doing great things, I think, amongst us. But what type of advice do you have for those like myself and others who want to do more to educate ourselves about ourselves?
Well, I think one of the first things we need to do is just that, to educate ourselves about ourselves and from our perspective. And this book is really a starting point. If you start to read this book, you're going to become so enlightened. I became enlightened myself, although I've been studying it for well over 25 years. But as I dug deep into the research and pulling it all together and synthesizing it and putting it in a logical format so people can understand from each phase of our lives, I think things will really start to fall into place for us, because many of us are still confused about why we are, where we are, how did we get to where we are. We're still confused about just being black in this society. And we walk around sometimes in a daze, just trying to survive from one day to the next day as a black person, not fully understanding who we are, where we came from. So if others would help to get people reading and educated about us. You can use this book as an impetus, and please spread the word to any and everybody who would listen, and not only to just black people, but to other people, because the more they understand us, the better they can deal and cooperate and communicate with us. If they know that we're not all stupid or inferior or we're not all criminals, then they may have a different perception of us, and race relations will, without a doubt, improve. So if everybody could do just a little bit, do their part, and know more, you know, yearn to learn more about us, then I think we can spread the word that way. The story has to be told, and it is an enlightening, a frightening, and a great story that we bring to this earth.
Dr. Grayway, a real blatant question, based on the fact that, you know, racism does still exist in America, race still does matter in America, how does one impact it by racism, exposed to racism, and all of the elements that come along? How does one still acquire success, or how does one move past that and still be successful in America?
It's very difficult, but yet not impossible, because obviously some of us have. Race still matters anywhere you go in America. It may not matter to the same extent in certain places, but there's still a racial cloud that's looming over this great country. And as you move through your life, as you get whatever degrees you're going to get, as you get your jobs, you as a black person, in my opinion, you still have a responsibility to your race to make sure you continue to uplift the rest of us as you climb. Because one of us making it is a great thing, but all of us having an opportunity is an even better thing. And so when I decide to leave the white institutions and return to an HBCU, I was questioned as to why would I want to do that. And the question was very annoying, because I always felt that that's where I needed to be, that we deserve to teach our own people from our perspective on what we know.
Right. And let me just point out, you know, for those who are listening, who've been following, even if you've just come in halfway, go back and check out the podcast. Tonight's conversation has been about the African-American experience with our very special guest. I'm going to call her the Honorable Dr. Phyllis Grayway, because knowledge is power. And she possessed so much knowledge, enough to want to, you know, put it in a book and share it with us for a very economical price. This book is used by the students that she teaches on a weekly basis. Again, her classes are packed. She's not, you know, having to go around and look for students. You know, they're coming to look for her. The name of the book is From Imagining to Understanding the African American Experience. Dr. Grayway, again, where can we pick it up?
You can get it online from Kendall Hunt Publisher. They're the main publisher of the book. Amazon also has copies. You can get it from myself at phyllisgrayway@gmail.com, or you could give me a call at 850-668-4761. It's easily accessible. You can find it under my name or under the title.
You know, get the book and then shoot her an email and let her know how much she's blessed you. I'm not finished reading the book completely, but I will be by the end of this week. And, Dr. Grayway, I will be calling you myself, because it's empowering. It's empowering, you know, and knowledge is power at the end of the day. Thank you very much for hanging out with us tonight, Dr. Grayway. I'm sure the ladies have a few questions for you before we let you go, because we are so happy you've hung out with us for almost the entire hour.
My pleasure.
Dr. Grayway, I just want to thank you once again for taking the time to join us. After reading your bio, I'm definitely inspired to read the book. Also, in the point of a student who's trying to continue her education. The last sociology class I took did not include a lot, if very little, if any, about me, my background, my heritage. So I'm definitely interested in reading the works that you put together to tell me more about myself and about my culture.
Great. Wonderful.
Yes. And this is Kizzy Sunshine, which I just changed my name not too long ago to Kizzy Sunshine. But the thing is, I don't know, right? Well, my question is, the book I was speaking of earlier, which I know yours sounds like it's going to be more in-depth than anything I've ever, you know, read, so I'm looking so forward to reading it. But there was something that I found that, you know, at one point in period when black children or Negro students or children weren't able to go to public schools, however, all black people were required to pay a tax.
Yeah.
That they kept the schools open, even though their children couldn't go to it. But my question is, did that tax ever stop? Or did they rename it and were still paying it?
Well, they probably renamed it several times. And indeed,
right,
we are still paying it. But that was one of several and many taxes that blacks were required, free blacks were required to pay, and
yeah,
still could not enjoy the benefits of what their taxes funded. And education has always been at the forefront on that. And
right,
and I do talk about that in the book, about that
wow,
inequity that we've had since the beginning.
Right.
You know, and that's amazing. I mean, we pay a lot for a lot of things that we never could enjoy or could enjoy equally.
Right. Right. And if I could, I just wanted to share a unknown tidbit. We got about 10 minutes left in the show, so if you've missed it, guys, you just missed a power-packed show. You can, you know, always go back and check the podcast out. And I know we're going to have Dr. Gray Ray back on, you know, soon. So you're going to hear her voice again. But here's my unknown fact. Granville T. Woods, born in 1856 and died 1910, he was a Negro inventor who developed an egg incubator, a system of telegraphing from moving trains and improvement in electrical railways and phonograph. Now, General Electric and Bell Telephone bought many of his inventions, and he marketed others through his own company. And that's someone that I never heard of until I was an adult. You know, and there are a lot of things that are left out purposely so that we are, you know, I say often, we were raised in shame and guilt and, you know, we were raised to be inferior. But the thing is that there are some of us that have that still burning fire, like, no, I know we're more than what we're told we are. And for those of us that have that, it is our duty. And we are commissioned to enlighten people and educate. And if we don't, we're doing a great disservice to ourselves and to our people.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's why my name is Kizzy Sunshine now.
Well, I want to tell you, the first time I heard about Granville Woods was in a KRS-One song. So I appreciate hip-hop once again for keeping
right,
me enlightened.
Right.
Look, I'm trying to, I have to applaud you with my own hands on that one.
Dr. Gray Ray, madam, we really appreciate you again for stopping past, hanging out with us tonight. You are welcome here anytime. We will be following you. We wish you many blessings on your continued book tours, your engagements, and we hope you sell a lot of books.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure talking this time of night.
I know that's right. See, we didn't got you ready for bed, huh? Wind you down.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gray.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be back. It is, it's 9:52 here on the East Coast, 6:52 on the West Coast. Back in a moment. TM Hama Radio Live.
Yeah. Please listen carefully.
Let that rock, y'all.
live free, live free, live life, live whatever life. You do, see Christ when it ain't nobody around and the fame all gone. Know it's a cold world, but you can come home.
Right.
Live free,
live free,
live life,
live
whatever
life.
You do, see Christ when it ain't nobody around and that fame all gone. Know it's a cold world, but you can come home.
Let me jump down the lights and put my heart up on my sleeve. Pour out my emotions to your soul for the need. To get closer to the man who woke you up to breathe. Every day is new, so a new opportunity to reach greatness. His grace is amazing. Tell me what is life without trials and tribulation. Going through the heartache, the struggle, the pain. If everything was easy, what love would you gain? The fame, the limelight, material things. To see your name up on the start, claiming you self-made. But it don't mean nothing if it all fade away. Temporary happiness only lasts for a day. The joy that he provides adds peace to your mind. So when you're feeling lost, know he's right by your side. When everybody gone and you're left all alone, when you're picking up the phone and getting it dialed tone, he here.
Live free,
live free,
live life,
live
whatever
life.
You do, see Christ when it ain't nobody around and the fame all gone. Know it's a cold world, but you can come home.
Right.
Live free,
live free,
live life,
live
whatever
life.
You do, see Christ when it ain't nobody around and the fame all gone. Know it's a cold world, but you can come home.
I'm on a new page, headed to the promised land. Feeling so good, had to bring in my jazz band. Easy does it, no time to get dusted. This ain't the same dude that the world fell in love with. Rapping for Christ, not giving in the worldly ways. I could be fly, still get the Lord on my praise. Ain't worried about what he say or she say. Cause 9 times out of 10, he or she is not saved. Nowadays, everybody wanna follow song. Be up in the mix with their clicks, popping bottles free. Ain't judging, to each his own, homeboy. Just doing my job, spreading the gospel of the Lord's joy. The world chewed me up, then spit me out. Then Jesus picked me up, and he showed me what he about. He can open up doors when the yards ain't shut. Just open up your mind, this is food for the gut. He here.
Live free,
live life,
live whatever
life.
You do. See Christ when it ain't nobody around and the fame all gone. Know it's a cold world, but you can come home.
Right.
Live free,
live life,
live whatever you do. See Christ when it ain't nobody around and the fame all gone. Know it's a cold world, but you can come home.
Right.
Hyman Radio Live, and that was Vito with Come Home.
Yep.
If somebody can turn their internet down some, that I really appreciate that.
That's not I this time. I cannot be blamed.
Well, welcome back. It's T.M. Hyman Radio Live. This is Madam Sunshine. I mean, Kizzy Sunshine. I said Madam Sunshine. We got hot chocolate. Mr.
Yep.
Hyman, and we have Dr. Ray, and also we have a resident guest, Mr. Brian Cooper. How you doing, Mr. Cooper? I know you have something to say. How you doing this evening?
Oh, she said the whole government name.
Oh, she put all of it out there.
That's
right. I don't hear anybody knocking at my door in a minute. That must be that new Kizzy Sunshine. I mean, she sounds like she might be better looking than that Madam CeeLo, but I don't know. She's stuck out there.
Don't show off. Ask the doctor the question. Let me talk about me. Ask Dr. Phyllis Gray Ray about her endeavors.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say hello. I've been missing the show lately. But I've been going back listening to the podcast, and I'm liking what's going on, and I'm hating that I'm missing. I'm spending too much time at work. But, hey, keep on doing what y'all doing, TM family, because I'm really feeling what's going on.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Much appreciated, brother.
You know I hate it when I miss the politics stuff.
Oh, well, then you missed a lot.
That's his hot button.
Yes. Well, we have 3 minutes left in the show, and again, we'd like to thank Dr. Gray Ray for joining us. I want to give the people on the panel a chance to, either give a comment or ask any questions that you may have for the doctor.
Well, I have a question. Just going back to Monday's topic, Dr. Gray Ray, what is your feelings on Abraham Lincoln and his impact on the African American experience today?
I think Abraham Lincoln was one of the most respected presidents among blacks in general. And when I did my research on him and his take on blacks. It was kind of surprising because he went back and forth toying with whether or not to free the slaves or keep them enslaved. He seemed to have had some issues within his own psyche about blacks. On the one hand, he thought that slavery was wrong, but on the other hand, he felt that blacks were inferior to whites. So, you know, he was kind of confused, but at the end, he did the right thing. The right thing, though, was because of pressure to win the war. And as a result, he freed the slaves so that the North would have the upper hand. And so although he freed us as a latent impact, it was a tremendous act of courage, and it has had a great impact on us ever since he made that decision. So I have great respect for him on that account.
And that is pretty much a confirmation to our discussion over the last few weeks, really, because we've been talking. We came into February talking about the Civil War. I was in Washington, D.C., and referred to a book that said the South was right. And I was like, oh, really? So it was an interesting title, and I'm sure an interesting book. Dr. Gray Ray, again, we congratulate you on your work and wish you much success. Folks, the book is called From Imagining to Understanding the African American Experience. Again, hats off to you, Dr. Phyllis Gray Ray. Thanks for hanging out. At Coop, Washington, D.C., hey, thanks for checking in. Thanks for listening to us out in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening to us in Canada. Folks are listening in Tokyo, which is ridiculous. Of course, New York City, we appreciate you. Atlanta, we appreciate you. Virginia, thank you. Tallahassee, Tampa, Miami, and everywhere in between. Check us back Friday, 9 p.m., TM Hyman Radio Live. Ladies, take us home.
Well, this is hot. Kitty Sunshine. Whatever you do, do it well.
Hot chocolate, your girl hit me up. hotchocolate757@gmail.com. We're still looking for music. We will play it, even if, you know, we'll give it an air once. We'll at least do that.
One time only. It's garbage, I promise.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
I am smoking on that gas. Life to be on Cinemax. Movie, bought my boo. Bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke. Strong, that vibe.
Long ready. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live.